This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from Netgroup Investments Multi-Manager. Welcome to a review of 2025 and what lies ahead in the coming year. Today's market and economic wrap is entitled South African Equity Markets Outshine the Rest of the World for 2025. The year 2025 has been transformative for South Africa, marked by dramatic shifts in politics, economic recovery efforts, and sporting triumphs. Politically, the Government of National Unity, formed after the ANC's historic drop to 40% in the 2024 elections, dominated the headlines. President Cyril Ramaphosa steered this fragile coalition of 10 parties through contentious debates on the 2025 budget, which introduced phased VAT increases and ambitious plans to tackle Eskom's energy crisis and corruption in state-owned enterprises. Despite internal tensions, South Africa leveraged its G20 presidency to champion inclusive growth and infrastructure investment, while also suspending Police Minister Senzo Mchunu amid corruption inquiries, underscored a renewed focus on accountability. South Africa's removal from the Financial Action Task List grey list also provided positive momentum. The rand is trading at 17 rand and 6 cents to the dollar, the strongest levels in over 2 years. On the sporting front, fans celebrated a vibrant calendar. The Proteas cricket team impressed, winning a test series in India for the first time in 27 years, while rugby remained a national obsession, with the Springboks continuing to dominate and keep their number one ranked team in the world. These developments collectively shaped narrative of resilience and recalibration for South Africa. Financial markets in 2025 reflected resilience amid volatility, as well as delivering strong returns across most asset classes. In South Africa, equities surged, with the FTSE JSE All Share Index up 35% year to date, driven by resource counters and a rebound in industrials. Bonds also posted solid gains, returning 21%, supported by moderating inflation and a more accommodative interest rate stance from the South African Reserve Bank. Listed property stocks were also up 31% year to date, showing strong gains. South Africa adopted a new inflation target of 3%, with the 1% tolerance band announced in the 2025 medium-term budget. This replaces the previous target range of 3 to 6%, which had been in place for the past 25 years. The new target will be phased in over the next 2 years. On the credit ratings front, S&P upgraded South Africa's sovereign credit rating, the first upgrade by a major agency in over 16 years. The move reflects improving growth and fiscal dynamics, alongside progress at state-owned enterprises, particularly Eskom's return to profitability. Globally, equity markets advanced despite geopolitical tensions and tariff headwinds. The MSCI All Country World Index is up around 20% in US dollars, buoyed by technology stocks and easing monetary policy. European markets also rallied, with Germany's DAX up 21% and the UK's FTSE 100 advancing 18.3%. Fixed income regained its footing, with global bonds returning around 7.3% year to date. The global economy in 2025 navigated a complex landscape of trade tensions, monetary easing, and structural reforms. Despite early year fears of a slowdown, growth proved resilient, with global GDP expanding by roughly 2.7%, supported by robust US performance and selective fiscal stimulus in major economies. In the United States, the Federal Reserve pivoted, cutting interest rates 3 times in the second half of the year, bringing the Fed funds range down to 3.75 to 4%. Looking ahead as we turn to 2026, both global and South African markets face a cautiously optimistic yet complex environment. Globally, growth is projected to remain around the 2.7% level, with inflation easing towards 3.5%, creating room for selective monetary easing even if fiscal risks linger. Analysts expect equity markets to deliver mid-single to low double-digit returns. European benchmarks such as the DAX and FTSE 100 remain attractively valued, offering potential upside as rate cuts and fiscal support bolster sentiment. However, valuations in the US mega-cap tech stocks remain stretched, so good diversification will be required. For South Africa, the outlook is constructive, but also contingent on structural reforms and political stability. GDP growth is expected to edge upwards towards 1.2 to 1.3%, supported by lower interest rates and improving energy reliability, while inflation should remain within the new 3% target band, reinforcing a favorable backdrop for bonds and equities. In short, 2026 promises opportunity, but with risks that demand disciplined, forward-looking portfolio construction. 2025 reminded us that resilience and adaptability are the cornerstones of progress, whether it be in politics, sport, or markets. This is our last market wrap for 2025. We wish all listeners a blessed festive season and a healthy and happy new year. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.